Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jack. Today we'll be going over the skills we have learned making our music magazines. First, we'll be going over the technical skills we gained and used.
For my magazine, Masthead, I used a font called Tall, Dark and Handsome. This is because after reviewing my competition's fonts, I recognise it fits the hip-hop genre and is similar to the other magazines, which is what I want to look for. I used effects like Drop Shadow throughout a lot of my magazine, as I found that it stands out and was easy to read for my viewers. I also put a stroke on some of my text to make it bolder. And whilst using InDesign, I experimented with the gradient swatch tool to add colour fade in the background, which I used to make my background more exciting. In the process of making my magazine, I had to fit everything I wanted into the right spots and choose the right font to ensure that everything looked perfect.
When using InDesign, I decided I would use the website The Font to download the font Rockstar for my masthead. I thought that because it was a serif font, it helped kind of a sharper, more in-your-face feeling to the reader. By also adding a skew and then increasing the vertical scale of the masthead, it helped make it seem loud and conventional to rock. By using the ellipse frame tool, I was able to make a pug for my contents page. This helped create something that draws the reader's attention to direct them to the content. There were many tools that allowed me to make my double page spread the best it could be. I was able to put the text into columns and remove hyphens that were automatically added. I also used effects such as drop shadow and inner shadow, but I also used an outer glow on the model on my contents page. I did this as it is conventional to rock, and it helped me raise the picture from its background.
When using Adobe Photoshop, I found it very helpful in terms of making my image look better and cutting out my model. It was made easy by using the zoom tool where I can edit my image closely and precisely. I also liked using the blur tool after cutting out my image to make it look smoother. To cut out my image, I like to use the lasso tool as it made it easy for me to select and delete anything I didn't want in my image. But another useful tool I found was Photoshop Help. This tool gives you the option to enhance your image. It can remove your background for you, and there's another option to blur your background. I enhanced one of my images that I found, and I found they had made the quality of my image better.
I found Photoshop was great for taking my chosen image from my contact sheet that we created through Adobe Bridge and editing them into images we could use for our magazines. I was able to do this by using the magnetic lasso tool to select around the image very precisely. And if I made a mistake, it was easily corrected by pressing delete. I was then able to take away the background in the photo. I preferred the magnetic lasso tool to the quick selection tool, as I found the magnetic tool paired with zooming in with the alt tool and then the mouse wheel allowed me to get a really clean cut on my model. Next, we can talk about the creative tools.
I had to consider my target audience when deciding on the fonts I would use for my magazine. After analysing fonts used by other magazines in my genre, I was able to make a decision on what font I wanted to use. For my masthead design, I thought of the idea of a red box with white bold writing. I came to this conclusion. I thought it looked good, but also simple, and not too over the top, which is ideal for a hip-hop magazine. Which is also linked to the reasoning for my colour scheme. I kept it traditional to my genre and picked black, white and red. These colours complement each other and were perfect colours for my magazine.
When it came to branding, I also made sure to think of my target audience, but also what the competition has already done. I made sure to use a colour scheme that is conventional to rock and that will attract my audience. I chose colours such as red, black, purple, and experimented with different shades. I also used a colour wheel, which helped me find colours that really went with each other. When choosing my masthead and fonts, I made sure to bear in mind that my audience likes loud designs, so I picked fonts that had sharp lines and that were also quite large. This was the same for my masthead.
I had to think about mise-en-scene when I was deciding on my outfit and the rest of the look for my model. I had to take into consideration about the genre I was doing. In terms of hip-hop, the outfit was more likely to be a grey hoodie and baggy joggers. But we also thought that chains would fit the genre as an accessory. But also, during the photo shoot, I had to direct my model how to position themselves and where to look for the photo. We had to find the right time to do it, as the lighting needed to be good. So we also organized it to be around midday in order to achieve this.
Lastly, we can talk about our transferable skills. I believe the research had a huge impact on my final product. When researching my target audience, I used the website yougov.co.uk to carry out research on my audience's age, gender, and political views. I then used this information to imagine my perfect audience member. This helped me when choosing what two adverts I wanted to add into my magazine, and also what fonts, colours, and even size of writing. And by also complementing this, completing this research, I was able to easily refer back to it if I ever got stuck and ever felt like I was straying too far away from my target audience or accidentally making my content unconventional.
In the process of making my magazine, I found that organisation was key. With my production meeting agenda, it helped me think about what I wanted my model to wear and where would be the best place to hold the photo shoot. Because of this, I was able to think ahead and I had to book a studio for me and my model to use for the photo shoot. But for the other shoot, I decided to look for a more urban setting and not in a studio.
I also thought organisation was vital. I thought both production meeting agendas were important in making sure the mise-en-scene of my model was carefully put together and not just grabbed the morning before the shoot. When booking the studio for both shoots, I had to make sure that my models were available at the time, not to waste any time. This had a big impact on my magazine as it allowed me to create the best model possible. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.